A lot of that is also upbringing and how you're taught. I mean, when I was brought up, we didn't go out to eat every day. We didn't, you know, we didn't eat. I know that the South is known for fried foods, for fried chicken, chicken fried steak, French fries. We do have a lot of food that can be unhealthy, but we also have a lot of food that's very healthy, and it's all about a balanced diet, you know. I grew up eating all kinds of vegetables, and it's what your parents teach you.
Well, true, but now, like, this is going to sound really, really bad, but because there's, like, there's more women in the workforce, there's not as many, like, kids are suffering because of that, because then people aren't eating at home as much, so they're not, like, and when they go to school, like, there aren't really that many healthy options, so it's, like...
Well, my mom worked a full-time job. But she made it a priority. She made my lunch in the morning. She made my mom, my dad's lunch. She made my lunch, and she made her lunch. We never bought lunch at school. I always took my lunch to school with me.
I would rarely buy lunch at school. Like, I was the same way.
And so, I mean, that's a huge thing. It's a lot of it's just priorities, you know, the individual priorities of people.
I understand, but it's also. But I'm talking about, like, averages, and because, like, when you look at research and statistics, like, it's, like, talking mostly about averages, like, we're the exception, but if you look at the rest of the states, like, they're not like that. Like, on average, like, the average American, like...
But I think that's the main problem. It's not just what... I think that a lot of it's teaching and training kids, teaching kids at a young age to eat properly. I think that yes, preventative things need to be done. I think that stuff like that needs to be taught in elementary school.